IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. You're listening to analysis on the most important events taking place in the Islamic calendar. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Sayyid Alavi. Sayyid Alavi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to
you. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My salams to you and the dear audience. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.
A very fascinating and controversial topic for today's discussion, and that is plastic surgery. It's becoming complicated. It started at the very beginning with the nose surgery, rhinoplasty.
Now you have lips, now you have eyelashes.
Now we have lips, sorry, we have breasts, sorry, we have buttocks. We have the private parts, cosmetic surgery, okay?
Right.
So this is the body. Right. As long as you go on, you will start with a body. So today, okay, let's do the liposuction. Tomorrow, let's
We shouldn't exaggerate. We should not exaggerate, and we should fix our culture.
This is what the bodily value does with you, brother.
We should fix our culture. We should teach our people about the philosophy, okay? The philosophy is very important, very good.
Okay.
But after, and we mentioned the intellectual dimension, very good. But as I said, I mentioned the hair implant, the lines of your forehead, and even psychological dimensions. We live in a society, after all.
What about the psychology,
In a certain age, when you were a little bit bigger,
okay,
it was seen as attractive.
Okay.
If you had your eyebrows in this shape, it was seen as attractive. Okay. Today, that psychology of the society has changed. Now, if you have a big nose, that lady, for example, in my case, a person came to me and said, look, I'm not getting any proposals. Why? Because of my nose.
Really?
And now she did that surgery, which is not haram according to the Sharia.
Okay.
And now she feels psychologically better. She has much higher self-esteem.
Okay.
Yes, the inner dimension
is more important.
But look, it helped this lady. It helped at her level in a vertical line.
Okay.
Not everyone are at the high level you are.
Okay.
Some people are at a lower level in a vertical line, different degrees. They say, look, I feel better if I do this nose operation.
Still, we are talking about the psychology, which I believe is a very modern, secular knowledge. We are talking now as a Muslim scholar or Islamic, for example, panel discussion about the spiritual aspect. We want to talk about Jamal Daruni and Jamal Biruni, the inner beauty, okay? With maybe the woman, the girl with a big nose does find the outer beauty. But what about the inner beauty? And this inner beauty we are talking about very much refers to the spirit and not the psychology.
She had the inner beauty. Sorry for interrupting. She had the inner beauty, no doubt.
Now she wants to
But that wouldn't help her to get a proposal. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Okay, so now
she has the inner beauty, but I'm not feeling attracted to
Wahid,
you, lady.
It is proposal.
Why? Because of
somebody has to propose, not you make yourself a prey of proposal, okay?
No, I didn't get that one. but people would not come and propose to her because according to the psychology of the society that she was living in, the norm was...
So do you believe in such psychology of the society? Is it right?
I'm not saying it is right, no. The psychology changes.
The system of the values...
It changes. But I'm saying that... Look, now I'm living here in Denmark, in Sweden, wherever I am.
Okay.
In China, this is the norm here. Okay, what should I do about it? I want to live and I want to get married. You're talking about inner dimension, this and that. It won't help me right now.
It will help you at the beginning of the marriage and you find a nice husband or wife. But But believe me, and I'm sure about it,
that
your nose surgery will not help you after the marriage.
Yeah.
The inner beauty will help you, brother.
That's true. That's true. Okay. But you need to come to the first step first.
Okay. you might pass the gate.
Right.
You might pass it. But when you're in the city,
I'm with you.
You wake up in the morning, you have no cosmetic on your face or something like that. What your husbands need is your behavior, your nurturing of the children, and this and that. So nose is the entrance, but for sure is not the destination.
Exactly.
Okay, Sheikh, what about you?
Why do you consider the inner beauty as something opposed to the outer beauty?
No, it's not that. It's not opposed to the outer beauty.
So why do you say
very
that?
Well said.
But inner beauty is
it's preferable, isn't it?
No, both of them could be preferable. Why not? And there's no problem with that.
Simultaneously.
Right? Yeah. If you beautify your soul, so that's good. That's really nice.
Okay.
It's appreciated. But if you beautify your appearance, what is the problem with
that? So the problem is this way.
Exaggeration?
It's a both way road.
There's no problem.
Question is this. Sheikh, the question is this. I believe inner beauty will bring you outer beauty too. But necessarily outer...
Physical outer beauty, you mean?
I mean...
It changes, for example, the shape
accepted,
of your face.
Being, because we do the outer beauty to be accepted by the society around.
Now you went into psychology yourself.
What about vice versa? Does necessarily the outer beauty and the cosmetic surgery bring the inner beauty to be accepted by the people around? Let me give you examples. Were the imams and the prophets all during the history beautiful in the face?
Yes.
No, they were not. No.
They were.
No. Compared to today's system of the value. For example,
if the prophets were today, right now, here, we would consider them beautiful.
For example,
we should understand. I mean, we should notice that beauty is a kind of relative concept.
Uh-huh. Right.
See? From culture to culture, criteria for beauty that might differ from one culture to other culture, from one society to the other society, from one age to the other age.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when it comes to, your question was this, that why should we change sometimes, the appearance of us?
Okay.
If someone consider this kind of, let's say, what can say the opposite of beauty?
Ugliness. Yes.
If someone considered this ugliness as a kind of disease for himself or for herself, and he wants to cure.
Okay.
So as we do many kind of surgeries with the other parts of our body,
for the medical uses.
So we can do it with our face and the outer
side of the body. Sorry, Sheikh, the medical case is different from the cosmetic one.
Yeah.
You know, you do it with pure intention to look more beautiful. Is it more? And we got nice statistics too.
Right.
That so many people who did cosmetic surgery and aesthetic surgery were not satisfied with their body and face too.
Because of that psychological disease.
Because they said that, I did this surgery.
They need a mind surgery, as you said, prior to the program.
Okay, very good.
They need a mind surgery.
Uh-huh.
They have made a nose job 4 times now, and they're still not satisfied.
Okay.
That is a dimension, that we don't agree with, an exaggeration. But what about when we go to the narrations and the prophets that take away or take away your hair, for example, when it comes to your armpit, when it comes to some parts of the body?
Okay.
That we have narrations which say take away that part of hair. And according to this view that you've introduced in the beginning, Allah created everything in perfection.
Sorry, Sayyid.
So we shouldn't take it away?
Those etiquettes come with your hygiene of the body.
The hygiene.
Yeah, the hygiene of the body.
But we could say that Allah created us like why are you taking away that hair?
Does cosmetic surgery necessarily bring
hygiene? I want to come to that. Now when you have the technology, alhamdulillah, we call it laser. Right?
Okay.
With laser, you take away that hair. You don't need to use powder anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, the traditional powder with a very bad smell.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or shave.
Of course, the new generations are good at smell, man. The fragrance.
or shave, which harm the skin.
Okay.
But you use laser, which takes away the hair permanently. Are you going against those narrations or no? You're working towards that narration.
Is it
that something bad?
This is not.
I'm asking you both.
This is not a surgery.
Not a surgery.
Hair removal
is not
a surgery. Okay.
No, but it has to do with
we are talking
cosmetics?
About surgery. For example, a woman, At the age of 80 or 90, looks like a Barbie girl at the age of 18 or 19. Is this good? Does it sound normal at all to you? That, no. For example, a woman at the age of 90 or 80 or 100, even I can find it among the actresses and the Hollywood ceremonies and the sessions, you can find them, comes to the scene with augmented breasts. Does it sound normal to you?
No, exaggeration is not good.
Sorry, does it sound normal to you?
No, it doesn't. But we're not talking about those perfection? Exaggeration
Sorry,
examples.
this is the system getting us to, brother.
Well, that's wrong. Maybe we should put laws that stop you from your second nose job. And
this is the new system of the secularism that is getting our girls and boys too. And now this is the problem. Okay. The girls who want
But
to
laser
look,
has to do with cosmetics.
Excuse me. The boys who look like girls now.
Oh, yeah.
The girls who look like boys now. Okay. We are doing all this, you know? Why? Because as long as you are shape, you are with your body, with the materialistic things in your hand, you can do everything with that. It is touchable. You can cut your finger. You can, do the cosmetic surgery on your ears, look like a Satan or devil or evilish power. What about spirituality?
Right.
If you want to make it more perfect, what should you do? Does it need any type of materialistic physical surgery?
No.
It needs knowledge.
Knowledge and wisdom.
And wisdom.
And say it was suluk.
But what about nowadays? What about the new
generation? No, I mean, we are with you. You don't have anyone who opposes you in this aspect.
No, I do. I do want to say yes.
And we are against exaggeration.
Yeah,
but at the same time, we're saying, look, we don't have this no compromise attitude. No, there are some places that maybe it's good for that person, or you should maybe even do it, and so on.
And just
we not want to go 100% and say no.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hujurat says, we created you with different languages and from different races so that you know each other.
Yeah, ta'arafu.
Okay, yeah. And ta'arafu, okay, so that you know each other. But what about nowadays? The girls all, through the cosmetic surgery, look alike. You even cannot differentiate with this face with that face. Well, if you have a picture or a photo from the childhood, you can differentiate. But look at just the faces, all looking the same. Even the boys, man. Well, Sheikh, what's your answer?
When it comes to this kind of surgeries, first of all, as I mentioned, we should understand that it is by itself, there's no problem with that.
Okay.
So if it leads to some kind of harm to the body,
mm-hmm.
or if it leads to some kind of, for example, sin and ma'asiyah,
mm-hmm.
so of course, in that case, it would not be permissible.
Okay.
So from jurisprudential perspective, this is the answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, when it comes to, so if it beautifies you, so there's no problem with that.
Okay.
If it makes you more ugly, as you mentioned sometimes, so of course, I think that makes no sense to make yourself uglier by the surgeries.
And so, that is relative, as you mentioned.
Yeah, of course, that is also relative. Right. And also the point is that, for example, sometimes if you remove or cut some extra kind of things in your body, like nails, like hair, these sort of things.
These are not surgery. These are the etiquettes of the
sometimes,
adult.
For example, some parts of your body, for example, grows not naturally.
Okay.
So if you remove that, if you cut that,
to make
yourself beautiful.
This is the impairment or reconstructive surgery. There's no
problem. Beauty is a relative.
But it has to do with cosmetics, yes or no? We're talking about cosmetics. You go all the time into surgery. It's not surgery. It is cosmetics.
Okay.
Laser or removing hair.
Yes.
Or if imagine a technology comes and you can fix your nails forever.
Yeah, of course,
you don't need to cut them anymore. What about that?
And sometimes, for example, your nose.
Is that okay?
Going naturally.
I still believe that there are so many questions unanswered regarding the creation of our body.
Yeah.
Maybe we can say...
There's a hikmah behind it.
There's a hikmah behind, for example, the hair and the nail and something like that. Unfortunately, nowadays, because of these... as you said, modern sciences like medicine or something like that, the developments in the laboratory, so many secrets behind the creation of the body is being disclosed to the people around. I still believe that the value system of the modern world has affected the Muslim lands too. Okay?
Yeah.
So that the Muslim brothers and sisters want to do cosmetic surgery in order to look more beautiful.
Right.
But what is suggested in Islam is the light within the face, a light within the worlds, a light within your soul and
Very
spirit.
Good. Very good. And where moderation. Does this,
okay.
Moderation.
Where, okay.
Everything,
where does this
even
light
surgery.
Go? Okay.
Right.
A person who is ugly, a person who does not look beautiful according to no new fake
social
value
norm.
System,
yeah.
social norms,
yeah.
but has something eloquent in his speech, something to teach you, mm. has a light, has affects your soul, spirituality, and has a beauty. And you look at him beautifully, man.
Mm. That's true. What about teeth? We didn't speak about teeth.
Okay,
now,
man.
Take care of your teeth.
Miswak, yeah?
Yeah, you do miswak. Your teeth might not have any issues.
You mean orthodontics or something like that?
Your teeth might not have any issues, but the person makes another extra surgery.
Uh-huh.
So he makes it more white. And nothing is wrong with that. Is there something wrong with that?
No. With the white teeth, no. Okay.
There you go. Cosmetics. Helping you, making you more perfect.
Yeah, we go to, okay, that's right. Now the people do laminate on their teeth, you know, to more white, even whiter than the face's color. Okay, that's all right. Okay, thank you much, Sheikh.
Thank you.
And Sayyid Alevi for your presence in the program talking about the cosmetic surgery and what is the real meaning of beauty. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I